Nope. We don't need to speed up the process. We don't need to nuke this. You know why? Because this is the non-microwave truth.
I am CL Whiteside, and this is brought to you by Time of Grace Ministry. If you need to hear something good, if you need to hear something uplifting, if you need to hear something that is true today, you are in the right place. Our first world problem question today is this, though. I want you just to think about this question. Think about our culture. Think about our world. Think about our society. What message do you consistently hear? Like, what is a message? What is a theme that you feel like, man, I hear this every single day? Or you hear it a lot. What's that message? What's that theme? The message or the theme that I hear consistently working in education is the message of you can be anything you want. You can be anything you put your mind to. And like, man, doesn't that sound good? But that's one of the messages where I'm like, man, it's not true. Like, it's not 100% true at all. Just because you put your mind to certain things, especially when they talk about physical features that are needed. Like if I say I want to be an NBA center, if you didn't know I'm 5'6", 170 rocky solid pounds, I could put my mind to that as much as I want, but I'm like a foot and a half too short. You know, if I said I wanted to be an NFL offensive lineman, it's like, ooh, I need about another 200 pounds and another foot still. Like, it's not possible in that regard. It's just not possible in that regard. I know a lot of times people mean that you can be something great if you put your mind to it, but it can't always just be exactly what you want. But what is a message that you hear? What is a theme that you consistently hear? It could be positive, it could be negative. Let me hear from you. Instagram or Twitter, my handle is ChampionLife23. I want to hear from you. If you're on YouTube, drop it in the comments. What is a message or a theme that you consistently hear every single day, or you hear a lot? And this is our first world problem. It is dinner time. The title of our episode is, you need to hear this every day. Like we talked about in the first world problem, there are different messages, there are different things that you will hear probably every day, or you hear so much. But what is a message? What are some themes? What are some things that we need to hear as Christians every single day? And the first message is this. The first message is, your God loves you. You need to hear that every single day. The second message is, Jesus is Lord. Our God is in control. There's a lot of things that will say they are God or they should be getting your attention, but Jesus is the actual Lord. That's the non-microwave truth right there. That's something that you need to hear every single day, multiple times in a day. And the last one is this. You need to hear why you are saved. You need to hear why you have salvation every single day, multiple times a day. And some of you might be like, man, why do I need to hear this message? Now, I work at a Christian school, and sometimes students or people are wondering like, man, do you really need to hear about Jesus every single day? And it's like, yeah, that's kind of the most important thing. Our spiritual well-being is the most important thing. So when you put it in the grand scheme of things, if that's the most important thing, and if eternity is like, you can't even fathom how much a longer eternity is compared to our 50, 60, 70, 89 year old lives. If that's the most important thing, don't you think you should hear it every single day, multiple times a day, dwell on it a little bit, think about it a little bit, meditate on it, praise the Lord for it a little bit? Yeah, I think you should. And another reason is like, why we should hear this message is, man, it's like, life can be hard. Life can be rough. Life also can be throwing so many other messages that we need to kind of decipher and pick through. Because if you have messages telling you something else and you have other things trying to grab your attention, it's like, ooh, I better probably focus on this message right here. This message right here might do me some good. And if you look at the messages that we hear in our culture, in our society, in our world, a lot of those messages are trying to do what? They are trying to make you get rid of God, or say you don't need God, or say that something else is God. And it's like, that's a lie. That's a whole lie. Or they're telling you, you know what? You can be your own God. There are tons of messages saying you can be your own God. You can earn your own salvation. So that's why we need to hear this every single day. We need to hear the non-microwave truth of God's word every single day. And just thinking about this, what are some messages that you hear every day? Okay, I'm gonna take a guess at a few of them. You probably hear some type of messages about you not being enough. You aren't enough. And that is true to an extent. But usually what follows those messages are things like, all right, you need to work so hard. You need to work so hard that you aren't denied. Like nobody can deny you because you're going to work that hard. You're going to make people know your name because that's how you work and that's how you grind and that's how you get it in. Another message that people hear sometimes that goes along with you aren't enough is, you know what? Something bad is going to happen. If you find yourself feeling anxious or worried about certain things, you probably had this message of, you know what? Something bad is going to happen. Just watch. I told you. I told you, Betsy, something bad was going to happen. And people live their lives hearing that message and believing that message. Something else that we constantly hear is, you know what? Since you aren't enough, you know what you need to do? You need to be rich because people respect the dollar bill. They respect the green. And if you got money, people will respect you. So that's how you become enough. You have the world telling you this is what a real man looks like. This is what a real woman looks like. This is what really being good looks like. Those are messages that you hear every day. I got to deal with stuff like, you know what? This is what it really means to be black. If you don't vote for me, you're not black. And if you really want somebody to help you, do this because that's what it means to be black. Like, that's the type of stuff you might have to deal with. What does it mean to really be Lutheran? What does it really mean to be Baptist? What does it really mean to be a mom or a dad? Like, those are messages we all have to battle with on a consistent basis, and we hear on a consistent basis. But it's like, how many of those messages are actually true? And then what's vice versa, or on the opposite end, are when we hear messages of how special you are. You are so special. Listen to my baby. He's 6 years old and he can read, girl. Listen to this. Baby, what does C-A-T spell? It spells cat, mom. Like, that's not special. It's not. It's not. Like, okay, but yeah, they're so special. Or, you know, I'm the best. And how many times do you hear I'm the best? Or you hear the message of you have the answers. You have all the answers you need in life. Actually, we don't as humans. We need the Lord. We need the Lord to give us the answers. Because when humans try to do things, what do? We mess it up. So when we think that we are special or we're their best or we have all the answers apart from God and through the world or through our own flesh, we are lost. We are absolutely lost. And a lot of times that is going to have us thinking that we are better than other people. Is going to have us being arrogant instead of walking in humility. And if you walk in arrogantly and you think that you have all the answers, you're going to reject God then. Or you're going to think that you can help God out in so many situations, or that you can earn your own salvation, or that, you know what, I'm so good that God wants me on his team. And it's like, no, I'm trash. I'm trash apart from God, and I need to know that. And that first message that I want to get at that we absolutely need to hear every single day, you need to hear this every day, is that your God loves you. You need to hear that every single day, multiple times of the day. Your God loves you. So many people walk around wondering, like, man, am I really loved? Does anybody care for me? As humans, we have a desire to be loved. And sometimes that's why we latch on to different groups or different missions, or we feel like different purposes, because we feel like, oh, this makes me feel loved. And it's like, you got to know how much your God loves you. That is something that we need to hear every single day. And I'm going to read this passage from Ephesians 3, verse 18 and 19. And this is Paul praying for the Ephesians. Because we got to remember, one of the greatest needs of basics for life, one of the basic needs for life is to be loved. Okay, it says this: may have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ. So you get that? Wide, long, high, deep. Can we comprehend that? Can we grasp that? And to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all fullness of God. So this is a love that surpasses all of our knowledge, because our definition of love is so jacked up. Our definition of love is so conditional, and God's definition of love is so unconditional. We're going to get into that a little bit today. But we're big on a tit for tat. You do this for me, I do this for you. You didn't do me right, so I can't love you. You didn't earn my love. And it's like God's love is undeserved. It is unconditional. We didn't earn any of it. Look at what 1 John chapter 4, verse 9 says. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only son into the world that we might live through him. This is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Like I said, this is not a tit for tat. You do this for me, I'll do this for you. This is not that type of love. When you love for real, like when you love for real, it's not conditional. It's not circumstantial. It's not, at least godly love isn't, I should say. Look, we're going to jump to verse 16. It says, and so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God and God in them. This is how love is made complete among us so that we will have confidence on that day of judgment. In this world, we are like Jesus. And do you get that? Like when you understand God is love and God is inside you, like that's a different type of swag. That's a different type of confidence. That is a complete different type of hope. But how do you get that hope? You get that hope by dwelling on the fact like, man, how much does my God love me? And you have to know like your God loves you. He proves this. That's a message you need to hear every single day. All right. The second thing that we need to hear every day, you need to hear this every day, is that Jesus is Lord and our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We have a God that is in control. We have a God that is real. We have a God that is infinite with his power, with his wisdom, with his timing. Like it surpasses all of our knowledge. And sometimes we look at this and we like, well, this person might have power. Or this person might have authority. Our God has he's the master of that. And that's what Lord means. Lord means someone having power, authority, influence, is a master or a ruler. And what I mean by that is when you start to get into the word, when you start to look at all the awesome things that Jesus has done, all the awesome things that our God has done, you are not going to be like, man, God wants to hurt me. God wants to harm me. You're like, no. Okay, I see that God has a special plan for me. He has a special plan for every single person in this world. He has plans to prosper me, not to harm me. Plans to give me a hope and to give me a future. Like, he doesn't want to hurt me. He doesn't want to harm me. Like, what? Look at how awesome this God is. Look at how awesome our Savior is. Look at how he works on my behalf all the time. That's what I mean. Now, you need to hear every single day about all the good he has done. You need to hear about all the good he has done, because sometimes when things go the opposite way of what we like or what we imagine or what we envision, we like, man, is God really in control? So getting into the word especially helps you have that Jeremiah 29 verse 11 approach. For I know the plans my God has for me, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and to give you a future. To give you hope and a future. And that is something we can dwell on and trust in, because it's a fact. Look at what John chapter 14 verse 27 says. This is what we have when we understand and we know and we just like, man, our God is in control. Peace I leave you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. Did you catch that though? He doesn't give to us as the world gives to us. It's different. It's different. It's going to hit different. And then when you know God is in control, you don't have to be anxious. You don't have to be worried about anything. Philippians 4 chapter 6 and 7 tells us, do not be anxious about anything, not a single thing, anything. But in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. And we have to guard our hearts and our minds. And that's why it's so important that we hear this message. Because if you hear this message about that and you hear the message about the people getting killed and how crazy the world is, your heart is going to be troubled. Your mind is going to be wandering and think about all the worst that can possibly handle. But this tells us clearly the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds. And the last thing that we need to hear, or the last point I would say about what we need to hear, is we need to hear every single day that we are saved by grace. We are saved by grace and mercy, and our faith is an absolute gift. And why we need to hear that? Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4 and 5, and then I'm also read 8 and 9. It says, "But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ. Even when we were dead in transgressions, it is by grace you have been saved." Verse 8 says, "For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast." Now, sometimes I drift off, or I just think about like how much I miss the mark, how filthy I am without God. And that just puts me in a state of awe at the gift that God has given me of faith and salvation. Now, it also at times humbles me because, man, I'll be dealing with some people I'm just looking at like, what's wrong with you? Like, who hurt you? And I can get ticked at those people, and I could start thinking to myself, like, man, why aren't they more like me? I've made all these good choices. I did this. I did that. And then it reminds me, and it's like, oh, I got to be humble because I didn't come to God. I didn't earn God's gift. It is a straight up gift, an unconditional gift that is given to me. I didn't earn it or do anything for that. And, you know, at times we can be like, man, I'm in a great position in life because of what? I'm in a great position in my life because of God's grace and God's mercy. And that's a real thing that I just have to constantly dwell on that allows me to see people like, man, this person has a soul. I know this person might be annoying or they're irritating as ever, but at the end of the day, I was irritating too. Somebody was disappointed and didn't want to mess with me either, but the Lord said, no, I got this little man. I got this little ball, beautiful man right here. And that just keeps us from lying to ourselves and thinking that we've made all these great choices. Like, we are saved by grace and mercy and the gift of faith. The gift of faith is an absolute gift that we didn't earn. We didn't deserve at all. Just puts it into perspective. And that's the message we need to hear every single day. You need to hear this every single day. Take a little time to meditate in it. Take a little time to bask in the glory of God and just be like, God, you so good to me. Like, man, I don't get it. And it helps you also on how you treat other people and see other people. And to go along with when you understand the grace and the mercy and understanding that gift from God, this allows you to look at it a little different and allows you to have like a new pep in your step. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31 says this, "But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint." So when you think about this, a lot of times we're trying to renew our strength through this message that we heard or that message that we heard, a worldly message. And what you know, what you get to know about the world is those messages will end up making you more tired or have you having a hunger for something else. And it's always going to be a void there. It is always going to be a void there. But when you renew your strength through the Lord, that's when you can soar like eagle's wings. Cuckoo, you can fly. You ain't gonna get tired the same way. Like, you're not gonna walk and be faint. And to close this is my encouragement to you. This was Brother Paul talking, and he was reminding in Colossians these people this. He says, this is Colossians chapter 2, verse 2. He says, "My goal is that they may be encouraged in heart and united in love, so that they may have the full riches of complete understanding, in order that they may know the mystery of God, namely Christ, in whom all hidden are the treasures of wisdom and knowledge." So he just encourages them and he reminds them like, man, hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge through who? Through Jesus Christ. So to wrap that up and just think about that, you need to hear every single day that you are loved by God. And how much are you loved by him? How much are you loved by him? You just think about that a little bit, a lot of it maybe. The second thing you need to hear is Jesus is Lord. Jesus is in control. Our triune God is in control. And the third thing you need to hear is why you are saved. Why do you have salvation? It's because of the grace and the mercy of God. And our God is love. And since our God is love, he wants you to be saved. He wants you to be with him. And he's planning things for you to do already. He's planning good works for you to do already because he loves you so much. And our God is love. And this is the non-microwave truth. Thanks for joining me on this episode of You need to hear this every day. My challenge for you today is to do this. Share this with a friend. Share this with a friend just to remind them and just to get them to think about, like, man, we are truly blessed as Christians to have this hope, to have this confidence, to have this ability to walk with our heads up, to look at the Lord, and not because we're great or anything, but because our God is that great. Peace, punch, Captain Crunch. Say no to drugs and yes to Jesus. I am out.